The lies of this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hope the truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, told me to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Honesty is cut the gears, I'm feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and always ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, heads were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answers, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings. All these things selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. Huh, it seems, huh, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You're running drugs, running sex, running people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in a blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all going insane. We repeat the cycle daily, and yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. But my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world my self-help shook. But it's all good, I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class. Make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind, death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no man. And don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all fail, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, this the story that we tell. Free of charge so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is there's proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay your fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot. And it's all our fault cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day. But Jesus did it all, we gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way and we see God on our side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. More than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to flaunt. So the choice is yours, tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call that good news. The family of God is open to you on one condition. Surrender your heart to Jesus, cause it's time to transition.
Radio listeners, this is your train conductor, D. Smith. What's up with everybody? I pray that everybody's having a good day. Happy Saturday to everybody and to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day. God bless you. You make the difference. You are the difference maker. We love you. We appreciate you. And I want to personally say thank you to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day. I want to welcome you back to another exciting week to Teen Train Talk Radio, a.k.a. 3T Radio. I just want to also help everybody to know that we are on the air every Saturday at 12 noon. You could tune in to www.bbsradio.com. You could also call in to our call-in numbers, and I want to give those to you right now. The call-in number is 888-429-5471. And that's for you to call in and to give your comments. For you to listen in to the station, that number is 805-399-1000. And the access code is 769-608-pound. We're looking to hear from you. We thank you for your support. And we are so excited about what we have going on today. Today is an exciting show. I'm excited about it. We got two wonderful women of God that's going to be on the show that's going to talk to our young ladies. and to our young men about peer pressure, keeping with our theme, who's zooming who, are you leading or being led? The two special guests that's going to be on the show today is Nakia Young, and she has some exciting projects that's going on, just an anointed sister in the Lord. And Minister Tammy Morris, I'm so excited about her. Every time I talk to her, I get excited. I want to run because this sister, she always got fire behind every word that she speaks. And I want to make two other quick announcements before we begin to bring our guest in. Mark your calendars for July the 20th, which is our Teen Train Family Skate Experience. That is going to be awesome. This is the second year we've done it. We want all the youth and the families to come out and be a part of that. And also August the 3rd is our second annual Black Tie Gala, which is a wonderful, wonderful evening, fine dancing, dining, just a wonderful opportunity to just kind of hear what's going on with Teen Train and be a part of what we're doing as we are endeavoring to impact every young person and put them on a path of destiny. So we're going to go to a commercial break right now. When we come back, we're going to bring our two special guests on. So now we're going into commercial. Hold on.
You seen it, have you heard it? What's the verdict? Oh, with daily I am searching. Heard the truth will heal the hurting. People flirting with lies, untruths, and all the rest. So I guess ignoring the truth just leads us all to death. Hold your breath, cause the truth ain't coming easy. They say truth is hard to swallow. It can make your stomach queasy. Think freely, no doubt, cause truth is all subjective. But if truth is so subjective, why are people so aggressive? If I'm right and you're right, but what we think is opposite, then how can we all be right if logic says we gotta quit? I'm truly feeling out of it. Truth is getting slandered. If truth is so confusing, seems as if we need a standard. Absolutely, we need absolute truth to guide the way. We try to look beyond ourselves, so we decide to pray. Secularists, atheists, even the faith community, we need absolute truth to bring the unity between you and me. Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need. Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need.
The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free.
Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need. The truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need.
The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free.
Truth, let's talk about it. Even in your face, people tend to doubt it. People will fight it at all costs. Truth is free, and so many are lost. What are we willing to sacrifice? Spending endless nights thinking what is right, looking all around, eyes laying on the sky, evaluating your life. We ask why do you exist? I'm here by chance, that is ludicrous. I look all around, there is so much purpose. Is it more than life's research is worth it? Science, religion, gurus, tarot cards, and more. I want the way to truth. Can somebody show me the door? But what if truth is more than just a concept? Honest, right and wrong are more than just ideas. They're in my conscience. Truth seems to guide. Truth is nothing to hide. They say truth hurts, let it put it work and take you for a ride. Answer all your questions, not to mention heal, cause the truth is the truth no matter how you feel. For real, if truth exists, then I need to get it all. I need a teacher to teach me and guide me so I do not fall. Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need. Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need.
The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free.
Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need. The truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need.
The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free.
In the Holy Bible, Book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus the Christ declares that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through him. If you want truth, seek out Jesus. Jesus the Messiah came to save you from the fire, died on the cross for your sins that separated us from him. So we believe him by faith that he took our place on the cross, so that all who come to him will no longer be lost. truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need. Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need.
The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free.
Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need. The truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need.
The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free.
Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need. Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need.
The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Truth, the truth will set you free.
All right, okay, we're back with 3T Radio, and we got our two special guests on today, Nakia Young. Nakia, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Then we got Tammy Morris. What's up, Tammy?
Hi, Dwayne. I am happy to be a part of your show today. Very excited.
Well, I'm just as excited, if not more, because I have so much respect for the both of you all, and you all are doing some wonderful, wonderful things. I want to first of all say that, and just great examples to our young ladies and to the young men. So I want to first of all applaud you and commend you for the great work that you're doing. Okay, ladies?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, we're going to get right into this thing because we're talking about peer pressure, and even the song that was even being played, the song was talking about truth. And we know today there's so many lies that are perpetuated out here through music, you know, the social media, you know, through these different relationships, so on and so forth. And so we really want to kind of deal with this thing on today with peer pressure. And so, ladies, I want to first of all just put a couple questions out there to you, and I'd like for you both to kind of answer them in your own way. But let's first of all start out with this, and Tammy, I'd like for you to take it first. What is peer pressure?
Oh, thank you so much, Dwayne, for giving me the opportunity to share with your listening audience. When I think about what peer pressure is and just even a more formal definition, it's simply the influences that people bring to your life, and they're usually around your same age, around your same status, around your same school level, and they want to influence you, whether it's negative or positive, but they seem to impact from their opinions and their views on your life. So that's what I see peer pressure is. It's influences coming from people around your same circle or your group, trying to get you to go either one way or the other into their opinion.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. And Nakia, you are in ministry where you do you're doing music. You're into the musical side of ministry, and I know there has to be peer pressure in that. Can you kind of share a little bit about some of the pressure that's just being a Christian artist and you know, and just kind of aligning it with that definition that Tammy just kind of put out there?
Well, I definitely feel that within the music industry, there's a general pressure to conform to whatever the industry says is going to be a hit for that moment. So if it's the Beyonce sound, okay, that's hot. Everybody needs to try to conform to that because that's,
right,
you know, that's it, you know. So then you change everything to try to conform to that, and then, you know, but something else is hot. Okay, so now it's the Lil Wayne sound, you know, that really simple hooks and, you know, just really hard driving tracks and, okay, that's what's hot. Okay, let's everybody go to that, you know. And
right,
it takes the individuality out of music.
Right.
Everything sounds the same.
yeah,
like,
you're right.
Everything sounds the same. It's really boring.
Yep.
The artists that have something of substance to say, they aren't promoted as much. And, you know, people miss out on a lot of good music.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, the independent artists are starting to blow up now because the general public is getting tired of hearing the same thing over and over again. And
yeah,
I think that within the Christian industry, we've seen this huge rise of indie artists, you know, that aren't signed to any record labels, any major record labels. They kind of started on their own, and they made the music that God gave them.
Wow.
You know, they didn't go by what the industry says is hot and try to follow the pressure to follow those trends. They literally just made the music how God gave it to them, and
and it blessed everybody. And then we have indie artists like Lecrae blowing up and like winning a Grammy, you know, and all of these things are possible. We've got artists like Jay, you know, being nominated for a Dove Award, you know, all these doors are being opened that people felt the Christian hip hop kind of music wasn't even, you know, some people in the church had a problem with it because it's like, that sounds too worldly. I don't really know
about
that.
That's true.
You know, people had to just kind of step out on faith and be like, well, God gave me this music, and, you know, I'm going to just dare to be different.
Yeah, that's powerful.
God, they did.
Yeah, that's powerful. I love what you're saying because that takes courage. And, you know, and you know, peer pressure, the pressure comes to conform because, you know, we want to be accepted, and that's in every person. We want to be accepted, and sometimes in our endeavors to be accepted and approved by everybody, we compromise. You know, we compromise who we are. We compromise what God has put in our hearts to do. And because I got these two awesome sisters on the program today, and we're kind of focusing our talk around the young ladies, I'd like for the both of you all, and I go with Nakia with this one. Nakia, why do you think, you know, the pressure impacts the young ladies so differently? Why is that?
Oh, boy. there's many layers to this answer, but I think that since the beginning of time, I don't even know how long back, but women have always been compared to each other. Just based off of looks and appeal. So there's always been like this cattiness that the devil tries to insert in female relationships. There's a power that we have when we all come together and work together and get things accomplished as women.
Yeah.
But the devil is so terrified of that power that he always wants to pit females against each other. I've noticed this across cultures, across age groups, and, you know, it's really more difficult for, I know men go through this too, but for some reason it's more difficult for young women to see a fellow sister in their peer group, you know, in their age group, succeeding and not want to compete with that, or, oh, I can do better than that, or, you know,
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It's demonic, is what it is.
Yeah, that's good. And Tammy, I'd like for you to kind of speak to that too, because we know that the peer pressure, we know it's out there. We know it's impacting our young men. We know it's impacting our young ladies. But it just seemed to me, because, you know, me being a high school guidance counselor, you know, I see these young ladies getting caught up in so much more than the guys. I mean, from the fighting to, you know, just the way they dress, so on and so forth. Why do you think that there's more pressure on the girls seemingly than on the boys, Tammy?
I agree with what Nakia was saying earlier, and you pointed out a key word just a few minutes ago when you said acceptance. I just think that there is a lot of societal pressures to try and conform to what is acceptable, whether it's how you look, your size. A lot of our young teens now are struggling with obesity. They're struggling with all kinds of health and skin issues associated with their outer appearance.
Right.
And the maintenance really is more internal than it is external, but we're bombarded with our senses to be a certain shape and skin tone, who's too light, who's too dark, particularly for the African-American teen. And all of these images create what we think is a frame of reference to being accepted. You're more accepted if you look or you sound or you dress in a certain way. I think there's this innate value for everyone wanting to be loved. And we find love in all of these fashionable, all of these external ways because that's what we've been taught. And that's what I like so much about the goodness of God. He gives us the opportunity to learn who we are in Him. And then we get to address who we are in Him and make those adjustments because we foundationally accept the fact that He loves us no matter what.
Wow.
And so I also include the concept of the absence of the father. And I know tomorrow is Father's Day, and so we applaud all of the fathers who have been, you know, right there with their families. Unfortunately, there are a lot of single mothers who've been raising their children alone. And girls, for whatever reason, God has wired us to be defined by our fathers.
Yes.
There's a word that daddy can speak that just kind of makes us feel like we are the most beautiful creatures that ever existed.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
When our voice is absent in the household, we have a tendency to try and compensate for the father's voice not necessarily being there. So I'm sending a shout out to all the dads who've been there. And
that's
I'm
right.
Encouraging the ones who are trying to get back there, to get on back there, because the daughters, we need our daddy.
Man, that's good. That is so awesome. Well, dads, I hope you're tuning in, you're listening to this, because, again, Teen Train Talk Radio, 3T Radio is about the family, and that's what you're going to get. You're going to get words of inspiration, encouragement. You're going to get some enlightenment. You're going to get it all right here. It's true ministry. And so we're going to keep with what we're doing right now. I'd like to know from the both of you all, how do you see the pressure impacting our young men? I know we've been talking about the young ladies, but, you know, both of you all being, you know, ladies and, you know, having had experiences, you know, with young men, even older men, seeing the different things that we see out here, how do you see peer pressure impacting them and how they're responding to it?
I'm sorry, I didn't know who goes first.
You could go, Nikia, that's good.
Okay, going back to what Timmy was saying about the fathers, you know, the lack of the fatherhood presence affects males and females in distinct ways.
Mm.
There's always so much talk about how it affects males, but not females as much.
Right.
But I think for males, there are a lot of men who are looking for their identity, and if their father hasn't given that to them or taught them how to be a man, then they look to the streets to figure out what a man is, or they look to the basketball players to figure it out, or they look to the gangs to figure it out, or their homeboys to figure it out, you know, and they're just kind of trying to search and figure out who they are. The media, you know, what's on TV or whatever, to figure out what they should look like. You know, we have all the guys walking around with their shirts off.
That's true.
You know, they're trying to find acceptance.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
Their friends.
That is so true.
Everything they can fit in.
Yeah, that is so true. And, you know, Nikia, I mean, when you were even saying that, I was thinking about just even my experience in the schools and what I see, you know, having worked with DCFS, you know, when I see the young men, there's no individuality. Everybody's trying to look like the next person. And, you know, and like you said, it's probably an athlete, it's an entertainer. Ultimately, it's all entertainment. You know, they see that. That's all they see is the bling bling. They're trying to make that quick money. And they get away from who they are. And they almost forget. And it's hard for them in an interview to answer that million-dollar question, tell me something about yourself, because they've been so focused on trying to be like somebody else, they can't even have a conversation about who they are, what they like, what they want to do, what they dream about being. They can't even do that. And Tammy, I'd like for you to kind of talk, give some examples or some advice right now. And I'd like for both of you all to do this. But Tammy, I'd like for you to share it out first. What are some nuggets that you can share to our young ladies when it comes to dealing with this whole peer pressure thing? You know, because the truth of the matter is there are homes where dads are not there. What do you say to that young lady?
That is true. I encourage my sisters to find a positive female role model like yesterday.
Mm.
Find someone that you can confide in. Mm-hmm. The name of my organization is Sister Friend Partnerships Incorporated. If I could just plug it in right there.
Yes, please.
What we do is an advocacy. We reach out. It's an outreach advocacy opportunity to provide female, positive female role models for teen girls as well as women. And I'm finding that we, as women in this generation, can bring great influences to the way our teens are thinking, how they're dressing. I just think we can represent what God created in the very beginning, and that's making us like his image. And so I highly recommend for every teen anywhere from eighth grade on up, find at least one person that you can be honest with, that you can confide in and that you can learn to trust. And
wow.
Once you do that, that positive person then can become a voice for whatever voices you didn't get, can become a voice to help steer your direction and your identity, primarily, one, back to God who created you, and then, two, as you mature into adulthood, you'll have someone in your corner. I hate loneliness. I hate social isolation where people are trying to do all of their living by themselves. We were never created to do this by ourselves.
Yeah, that's powerful. That is so powerful. Nakia, I'd like for you to kind of give some examples of some good pressure, some, you know, what is it? Because our young people, they got to also remember there is pressure on the other side as well. You know, we got the negative pressure, and then we got the good pressure that comes. Maybe point out some things that may be some good pressures and how they should embrace that.
Well, I think that an important question for young people to ask themselves is, if someone didn't know you and all they had to go off of to figure out who you were was the group of people that you hang around, what would their impression of you be?
That's good.
You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, do not be deceived and misled. Evil companionships corrupt and deprave good manners and moral character.
Yeah, that's good.
Amplified.
That's good.
Bad company corrupts good manners, plain and simple. And
yep.
So you want your friends to be a reflection of you, you know, in a good way. It's important to not be unequally yoked. And we always refer to that scripture about, you know, romantic relationships. We know, okay, believers shouldn't date unbelievers. But it's like you want your friends to be seeking a relationship with God, you know, because that's only going to influence you to do the same.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be the only saved person in a group of people who aren't saved and aren't trying to be and think that they're not going to influence you at all.
Yeah, that's
you're
powerful, right? Nakia.
You need to start adapting yourself to
yep.
their behaviors.
That's
it's
right. That's right.
Happen.
And that goes right to the theme of our conversation, the peer pressure, who's zooming who. You know, are you influencing or are you being influenced? Are you leading or are you being led? And our young people, even older folks, you know, it seems like they forget that. You know, when you know, if you're not careful, the environment that you are in, it will begin to impact your thinking and your speech. You know, I've often heard pastors say, you know, you could tell when the kid had been somewhere they, you know, should not have been because they talk change, you know, the behavior changes, and all of a sudden I know you've been somewhere you know, you had no place being. So, you know, that's powerful what you just said. And so for young people,
yeah.
I really want you all to make sure you're tuning in to what's being said, because there's some powerful, powerful information that's being shared. And ladies, what I'd like to do is I'd like for the both of you all, Tammy, you started, but I'd like for you to kind of share this right now. What's on the horizon for Tammy Morris? What are you doing? Tell us a little bit more about your ministry, and your information is going to be on the radio profile, so for our listening audience, you can follow these two young ladies. You know, all the contact information is there, but Tammy, talk a little bit about your ministry and how people can contact you and what's coming up, you know, with your ministry.
Okay, again, the name of it is Sister Friend Partnerships. It's a community-based advocacy partnership program for women and teen girls. It's designed to simply train, equip, and to model the beauty of womanhood. And we're going to do that through education, through advocacy, building friendships, and, of course, spiritual growth. A lot of the services, we will utilize workshops, talent tours, chapel enrichment, where we get a chance to really sit down and talk about how you see God and if God is even in your life, or if you even want to believe in God at this time. We'll talk about health issues related to how we grow, our hormonal changes. We'll talk about sex, teen pregnancy. So we have an array of lively events and things that are coming up in the horizon. But I also wanted to drop this. The reason that I started this organization was prompted by God, one, and then two, because of my own hardships. Growing up as a teenager, I was under a lot of bad influences, made a lot of bad choices with boys, with alcohol and drugs, and it sent me down a road that was very painful and very dark. So I want sisters, my teenagers, my daughters, my I just want them to avoid the same pitfalls that I tumbled into, and I want to be a voice and a strong hand and heart with them, because I didn't have anybody at the time that I knew that I could go to.
Wow.
And so I want my students to know that, no, now there are women that are galvanizing together, we're mobilizing to be present for them. And so coming in the upcoming summer, over the summer months, I'll be advertising workshops via Facebook, special events and gatherings for teenagers and for women via Facebook. I'm working on getting my website, so that'll be coming soon.
Okay.
And I'm very, very excited about partnering with schools, after-school programs, just to kind of get this momentum moving for advocacy and mentorship for teen girls.
That's awesome, and we're going to do some collaboration with, you know, you all and Teen Train. We're going to hook up and do some things. I'm excited about that. That's some good stuff. Nakia, why don't you share to our listening audience what's going on with you? I know you just dropped this new project, and I heard it. Oh, my goodness, couldn't sit down. talk to us about it, Nakia.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. I am actually working on promoting my album. It's called Victorious One. It is available on Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and iTunes. And basically, the album is inspiring everyone who hears it to live the victorious life.
Wow.
To be all that God has called you to be. It's a little over 42 minutes of straight-up encouragement over some dope hip-hop beats by my awesome husband, Brother Rodney Young Jr.
That's right, RJ, yeah.
Yes. He's rolling around here somewhere. But, yeah, feel free to go on my website, www.nikeayoung.com. My name is spelled N-I-K-E-Y-A. I'm also on Facebook at the official Nakia Young fan page. Just go to facebook.com/officialNakiaYoung. And I'm also on Twitter at Nakia Young. So God is doing some awesome things. I've been lining up some awesome engagements to go out and share my music. I'm also available for speaking engagements for churches, youth groups. I talk on a lot of different topics because I'm also an actress and a model. And so I do a lot of talking and encouraging people to be themselves and not compare themselves to other people and what others are doing, but find the purpose that God has for their lives and dominate in that area, take dominion.
That's right. That's powerful. I'm so excited, and I really want to encourage everybody, pick up the CD. It is the bomb. I tell you, man, my sister, tell you, she bringing heat. Packing heat, Beyonce will have nothing on Nakia. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, ladies, I want to first of all thank the both of you all for being a part of 3T Radio on today. This is not the last time I want y'all on the show. So, please stay in touch. Keep us in tune with what's going on with you. We want to back you. We want to support you. We want to promote you right here on the radio station. And so I'm excited. So thank you all for being a part of the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to go to a commercial, and when we come back, we're going to hit the streets with Pastor Teddy Matthews. Going to a commercial.
You seen it, have you heard it, what's the verdict? For with daily I am searching, heard the truth will heal the hurting, people flirting with lies, untruths, and all the rest. So I guess ignoring the truth just leads us all to death. Hold your breath, cause the truth ain't coming easy. They say truth is hard to swallow, it can make your stomach queasy. Think freely, no doubt, cause truth is all subjective. But if truth is so subjective, why are people so aggressive? If I'm right and you're right, but what we think is opposite, then how can we all be right if logic says we gotta quit? I'm truly feeling out of it. Truth is getting slandered. If truth is so confusing, seems as if we need a standard. Absolutely, we need absolute truth to guide the way. We try to look beyond ourselves, so we decide to pray. Secularists, atheists, even the faith community, we need absolute truth to bring the unity between you and me. Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need. Truth is all I need. Truth, the truth is all I need.
The truth is set you free. Truth, the truth is set you free.
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
Transition Music Volume 1 with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's JITA productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back.
So I gotta have more.
I got to have more. They say that I gotta have more. I got to have more.
Hey, get your drinks up, huh? Dancing in the club, half naked, oh my. Going home with this man, that woman, I don't know. But I can't party and I put on a show. So, look at me, give me attention. I will do unthinkable things that you mentioned. I don't dance, but I lean, and I'm looking kind of mean. I'm a beast, I'm out of the scene, please. You must not know, I'm the life of the party and I got weed to blow. I got a couple shorties, I'ma bang at the crib. If there's more drugs and sex, then I got dibs. Drown all my fears and my problems with the bottle. Feeling kinda lonely despite all the models. Drive like a tricep, trying to blue pill. I consume them all and yet still.
Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol.
All right, we're back with 3T Radio. I'm so excited about what's going on today. I don't know about you all, but Nakia and Tammy did such an awesome job. I'm still excited about the information that they shared. Right now, I'm really excited because I got a great, great, great friend of mine that's about to just be a part of what we're doing on today. I want to welcome Pastor Teddy Matthews. Pastor Matthews, what's going on, brother?
What's going on?
Look, man, I'm so excited to have you on the radio show today. I hear you are just doing awesome things in the community, and I'm really not surprised because that's who you are, man. Why don't you just get right into it? Tell us what's going on today.
Well, cool. I'll jump right in. First off, let me definitely say thanks again for having me on today. Right now, I'm actually standing outside in Maywood. We're getting ready to, we actually just left out. We're hitting the street. We're getting ready for our Cold Red Youth Takeover Weekend, which is overall designed just to kind of raise the alarm, raise the awareness. We know what's going on in our streets, in our kids, in their lives, in the school system, and we really want to take a stand and say enough is enough. And so we're kicking it off Friday night, July 19th. With the Cold Red Experience. Ty Tribbett will be here. That's going to be held at Proviso West High School.
Wow.
Totally free. We're looking at totally making this thing about the community, about impacting who it needs to hit. And so we're doing it at no cost to those who will be in attendance.
Wow.
So that's what we're getting ready for. So we just out, we hitting the blocks, we talking about what's going on. But we're looking to take stuff, take Christianity back into the schools in a new kind of cool way.
Man, I love it. I love it. I love it. Did you all hear that? My man said free. So there is no excuse why you cannot be there and be blessed by this experience. Pastor, I love this whole title that you have, Rock the Block. Where did that come from? Talk to us a little bit about that.
So on Saturday, July 20th, we're doing an event called Rock the Block. We're really getting out in the streets. You know, the church I serve at is Rock of Ages Baptist Church. But our intention is to not just be inside of a church building, but rather to get out into the streets of our community. And so we're going to rock the block. We'll be in the park that whole day, kind of taking over the park. The park's kind of been known for everything but youth recreation. And so we plan on rocking that whole entire mind frame. We're going to take over. We'll be in the park, food, game, fun, community ministering. We're going to have a big community prayer. And we're just going to be out there doing what we do.
Man, that's good stuff. Now, who all can attend this, Pastor Matthews?
So the target audience is 13 to 17. You know, we're really coming at youth, but this is open to any and everybody that simply needs to be re-engaged, to be re-excited about what it is that God can do. You know, we're just believing for an amazing move of God to take place this entire weekend. Really inviting people to believe again that he's still able to do exceeding and abundantly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you do a lot of different things, and I want you to just talk even about, because, you know, you had this exciting youth conference that you've been doing, and you know, and I actually had an opportunity to come out and be a part of that and to see the young people so excited. What do you think you're doing that's making a change with these young people? Because I see it, Pastor, so I want you to kind of tell our listening audience, what is it that you think you're doing that's keeping our young people excited and starting to change these attitudes?
So absolutely. You know, this is really my second year kind of being involved in the ministry I currently serve at. And last year we started off with a weekend entitled Believe Again Weekend. It was a youth conference that was designed to re-inspire, to re-engage, to re-invite them to believe again. One of the things that our generation is really facing is a lack of hope and helplessness. They're in trouble. Some of them will admit they're in trouble, but they don't know who to turn to. And so one thing that I strive to do is to be able to provide outlets and channels and support systems to kind of let them know that, hey, we're here for you. And if you can't go anyplace else, we're really re-inviting the church to be what the church was designed to be, a hospital for sick people.
Wow, I love that, man, a hospital for sick people, because it just makes sense. When you're sick, you go where? To the hospital, right?
Right.
And in this case, man, people are dealing with different type of things. You know, they got emotional sickness. They have relational sickness. They got different economic sickness. They got different things that's going on. And like you said, when you come into the church, man, and you get this love embrace and people begin to give you truth, kind of in line with the song that we were using on the show, you know, then all of a sudden empowerment comes. So I love what you're doing, Pastor, and you're just a phenomenal brother, man. I'm telling you. I mean, it's just, I can't say enough about what you're doing. I really can't. Now with the event that's coming up, do you have any contact information that you'd like to give to our listening audience that they can kind of tune in, where they can follow you, they can access, they can come out and be a part of different things even beyond this event? Do you have some information you could share with our listening audience?
Yeah, absolutely. You can check out our information via website at roabc.org, roabc.org, or chosen4this.com, chosen4this.com. You can also text CHOSEN to 71441. That'll give you our mobile app, which has all of our information and leads you straight to the registration page. It's free to go, but we're encouraging everybody to register. So text to 71441. You can also give us a call at any point in time at 708-344-0704. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, ROA Chosen Gen. It's super easy to get in touch with us. All you have to do is look. The best way, though, text CHOSEN to 71441 for constant updates on what's going on with this Code Red movement.
Man, that's exciting. Well, I tell you, Pastor, you're doing some great things, man. I'm so happy that you just took the time out of your busy day and busy schedule to tune in and to be a part of what we're doing today. As you know, our theme for this month is dealing with peer pressure. And so, you know, we've been kind of having different guests to come on the show and share that out. What is something that you, Pastor, are seeing that our young people are dealing with in terms of peer pressure? And just drop a nugget for them in the next minute.
As it relates specifically to peer pressure, you know, it's really at an all-time high versus before, because it's coming in on every end. And the reality of it is, again, it comes into the fact that we seemingly don't have hope, and it's a lot of helplessness. The best advice I can give is to find somebody that you can love, that you can talk to, that loves you, that'll be there for you, and let them really love on you. We don't experience that enough. The best thing I can say about that is to find somebody who genuinely cares for you and let them know what you're dealing with.
Wow. That's awesome, Pastor. Like you said, don't be afraid to be loved, right, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Pastor, thank you so much. You know what? I want to get you back on the show because I want to talk to you more about all the wonderful things that you're doing. And you know, Teen Train supports you 100%. We thank you for supporting us. God bless you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much again. July 9th, they come out there.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Okay, all Pastor. Right. We're going to a commercial.
Transition Music, Volume 1, with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's J-I-T-A productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift. Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift.
Imaginary flaws. If you think you ain't got flaws, society will tell you laws. Set a foe to greater cause, but they don't even follow them. Try hard to model them, take problems and they bottle them. So desperate for lotto wins, we all fall short like we getting on the ride. Can't make high requirements and get pushed to the side. If ain't nobody perfect, man, then what's the point of trying? We gain money, fame, and status, but we all end up still down.
Okay, all right. Thank you all for staying with us here on the train. We're so excited. Today, the show is awesome to me. I'm having a great time. I don't know about you all, but I'm having a wonderful time. We are at a special segment of the program where we talk about our young people. Well, we're talking about them throughout the entire show, but we're about to highlight success. As we know, there's a lot of information that's being pushed out here about negative things that's happening with our young people, but this segment of the show is called Louder Than a Bomb. Oh yeah, we're blowing it up, and what we want to do is we want to bring Jordan Fleming on the show so that she can share how she's making noise. Jordan, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm excited, Jordan. Jordan, you are louder than a bomb. Girl, tell us what's happening with you.
Okay, well, I just graduated from high school, from Timothy Christian High School.
Okay.
And now I'm headed to Northwestern University on a Fall Life scholarship. Thank you, Jesus. That's the only way
that I was
able to go.
Wow. Now, Northwestern, this is not just some school you can just get in because you can throw a rock across the street. I mean, what were some of the criteria that you had to meet to get in there?
Well, you have to have a really good grade. So I have a 4.06 for all 4 years in high school.
Hold on, wait, Jordan. You said all 4 years of high school?
Yes.
Wow, my goodness.
Yeah. So you have to have a pretty high GPA, and then you also have to do well on your test. So there's the ACT test, that's a national test, but you have to get a really high score on that too. And then another really big thing that I think really needs to be like highlighted is your extracurriculars. So your volunteering, working, anything like that, that's what really makes you stand out to those colleges, and that's what you have to do to get in. That's what sets you apart.
You know what, Jordan, I'm so glad you said that, because sometimes it's not balanced. Our young people, sometimes they're typically just going after the academics or they're just going after the athletics. But what you shared was key, balance. You know, you've been a top student, but you're staying involved, because what does that communicate to a college recruiter? That you are a well-rounded person, right?
Exactly, yeah. They want a student that's well-balanced in, like, just all areas. So, yeah.
That's right. Awesome, Jordan. Jordan, why don't you tell us all, you know, some of the other things that you're involved in, because you are a leader. Even right now, you stepped away from something that you're doing. Share that with our listening audience. What's going on? What are the organizations that you are involved in? What is it that you're even doing on today?
Okay, sure. Well, the first thing that I did was work with Brookfield Zoo. It's a really popular, you know, well-known zoo. So there, I volunteered there for 4 years, so all 4 years of high school. And hopefully I'm going to stay volunteering there. So what I did was I was a conservation leader. So I got to talk to people about, like, the animals, about how to save our planet. And met some, like, really, like, impressive people, like the president of CZS, which is the Chicago Zoological Society. So that was a really great experience for me. I saw how an organization should be run, so you know, that was powerful. And then also I did Teen Train, which is a great organization. It's a not-for-profit organization where I take kids and it teaches them, you know, career preparation, academic preparation. For me, we went on these field trips to these businesses. And these were just, like, regular businesses. These are, like, Fortune 500 companies, which, like, I mean, they're, like, on top of their game. They're amazing. We went on college visits. You know, that's really important so that our mind's in the right places. We're focused on college. And we talked to ministers. We got a lot of, like, inspirational speeches to be goal-oriented and to know what we want and to be able to go get it. So that was great. And then I also did another program with Teen Train called Impact. And so that's, like, a year-round program where it's a lot of the same stuff but a lot more in-depth. That was really great. And then right now I'm actually at the Rainbow Push organization, or I guess coalition. And so here I'm also volunteering. I'm, like, making phone calls, making spreadsheets, things like that. So it's really great to be a part of it.
Wow, Jordan, you are doing a lot, and the thing that I'm still stuck on is a 4.6 all 4 years. That is amazing, girl. So you truly are louder than a bomb. Jordan, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on here, to be on the show, to be a guest, to share what you're doing, the noise that you're making in a positive way. And that's really what it's all about, boys and young ladies and young men who are tuning in to the show, parents alike. We want to celebrate our young people. We want to empower them with knowledge. And Jordan is just one of just thousands that we hope to hear the same type of testimony about. Jordan Fleming, you are louder than a bomb, girl. You go keep up the good work, Jordan. You have a blessed day, okay?
All right, you too.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going back to a commercial.
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
This one ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spent thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded. Feeling jaded, about to burst. Honesty is cause the years are feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and always ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, miss the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in prayer.
All right. Hey, we're back on the train. I don't know about you all, but this ride is a ride I don't want to stop. Why? Because we're talking about things that produce life. We're talking about things that inspire. We're talking about things that challenge. We're talking about things that provide opportunities for our young people to do something that I don't see a lot of, and that's think. Stop. Think about where you want to be. Think about what you're doing. Understand why you're doing it. You know, Teen Train is not just a name. Teen Train is a movement. And so that's why we're on the radio, because we want to talk to our young people. We want to reach them. We want to encourage them. I want to just really kind of slow down a little bit to really talk about some things that we've been doing on today. You know, Jordan, who is one of our participants in some of our Teen Train programs, today we're actually doing a service project at Barnes & Noble's, which is located in the Oak Brook community, the Oak Brook Mall. I want to encourage you all to come out and just encourage our young people, because they're serving. This is the Father's Day gift wrap program. And Barnes & Noble's called up Teen Train to be a part of that because, you know, we're getting out there. People starting to hear about us in there. And they really celebrate positive things that young people are doing. So we want our young people to be servant leaders. much like Christ. That's what he did. He came to serve. And so we're teaching our young people to serve. And when they begin to embrace this attitude of serving others, I guarantee you the violence will begin to go down. I guarantee you that people will begin to focus more on their dreams and where they want to go in life. And that's really what we want for our young people. And so today, from 3:30 until 8:30, we're going to be at Barnes & Noble's. Teen Train is going to be there. Our young people are going to be there wrapping gifts, encouraging the fathers. And so just come out. Even if you don't go to Barnes & Noble's, come out today. You know, show your support. So I want to encourage you all to do that. Also, I want to remind you all, July the 20th is our family skate event. The purpose behind that event is to get the families out. People are busy. Everybody's busy. I like what my pastor says. He says, everybody in the house is working, mama, daddy, the kids, and the dog. And so we want people to slow down, come out, have a good time. One of the things that's even happening in the homes today, everybody's so busy, they don't even have time to sit down and have dinner. And you know, I grew up, you know, that was the strength of our family, when we were able to sit together and share what was going on with us, what we were feeling, what we were thinking. And so this is one way Teen Train wants to really pull the family together, have a good time, skate, get some exercise, burn some calories. Even if you can't skate, come on out and support it. It's a fundraiser. And the cost is $15. That includes your entrance into the skating rink and your skates. And it's at the Lombard Roller Rink. And so that's July the 20th. Mark your calendars. Tell friends, families, any and everybody can come. Believers, non-believers, it doesn't matter. We are about people. And we want to embrace and invite them all to come out so they can all have a good time. Because how else are you going to get people to experience Christ if they don't come? So, you know, we got that going. And then August the 3rd is our second annual Black Tie Gala. Parents, this is an adult affair. But our young people are going to be a part of this, too, because we want to highlight them. We want them to kind of share some of their experiences. But it's really, it's a fundraiser dinner for the organization. We are a 501c3 non-for-profit organization. The things that Teen Train focuses on is mentoring, leadership, training, academic enrichment, college and career readiness. As Jordan shared, these are the type of students that have come through our program. But then we got students that are not 4.0 all the way through, you know, because we understand everybody's not, you know, gifted learners. You know, some people, their interests may not necessarily be just on the books. They want to do other things. Well, Teen Train has something for everybody. And so when the parents come out and support the gala, they help us to put together programs that encourage our young people to keep moving in the right direction. We don't want to be dream killers. You know, mom and dads, we want to encourage our students. We want to encourage our young people. And so I say even to the fathers today, this is your day, but truth of the matter is every day is your day. Just like every day is Mother's Day. You know, we want to be the best we can be. We want to take advantage of these opportunities, and we want to just celebrate life and opportunity to just be in the lives of our kids, to speak a good word of encouragement. You know, Tammy and Nakia talked about some things on the show that I thought were real powerful in terms of our presence and our activity in the lives of our children. You know, even Pastor Matthews, the things that he's doing in the community, you know, this is what it's about, and this is what we want to bring to the forefront. So 3T Radio is not just talk radio, you know, as people may have known it to be. You know, this is an experience. And so I want to thank you all of our listening audience. As a matter of fact, if you are near your phone, we'd like to take a couple comments right now. And that call-in number is 888-429-5471. Again, that number is 888-429-5471. For anyone that wants to call in right now, I'd like to hear from you. Give us some feedback, some comments on what you heard today, and, you know, what do you plan to do with the information you heard today. So if we got anyone that'd like to call in, I want to encourage that right now because, you know, we want to make this a two-way deal as well. We don't want to just be doing the talking. We want you to be a part of that conversation, so then it becomes a dialogue. So, again, that number is 888 429 5471. That's our direct call-in number for 3T Radio. One of the things that I like to do every week is I want to leave you all with a word of inspiration, a scripture, if you will, just to kind of hold on to for the week. And so one of the things that I guess we're talking about was, you know, we're talking about peer pressure. So, you know, we're talking about the impact of people may have in our lives. And it comes out of Proverbs chapter 2. And this is what it says over in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "Good friend, take to heart what I am telling you. Collect my counsels and guard them with your life. Tune your ears in to the wisdom that I'm speaking. Set your heart to understanding and set your priorities." That's powerful. So, young people, make sure you do just that, okay? I'm trying to see, do we have any callers that are calling in right now? And I don't believe anyone has called in at this time. So what we're going to do is we're going to get ready to bring the show to a close. So I want to say to you all, thank you once again for tuning in. We will see you next Saturday, same time, same place, 3T Radio. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
The lies of this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Honesty is cut to gears, I'm feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and always ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answer, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society...